This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
With respect to energy, the administration has done everything that they can to bring down energy costs.
Name one thing. Just one thing.
He's done a couple of things, like make sure that the historical release, a million barrels a month for 6 months. That is a big, big deal.
Once a month? That's crazy.
Please, sir. I want some more.
What?
We're gonna go. We're gonna get going, guys. It's time.
Exit stage right.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
After waiting for a long time to have enough chips in this country to finally get my electric vehicle, I got it and drove it from Michigan to here and went by every single gas station. It didn't matter how high it was.
Well, la-di frickin' da!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. I am here today to report on another grim milestone. The average price of a gallon of gasoline in the United States today is at an all-time high for, I don't know, the 14th straight day, $4.96 per gallon.
Exponentially.
And in Massachusetts, where this show is based, it has reached another grim milestone. $5. $5 for a single gallon of gasoline. Ditto for the state I was born in, Maine. Those are the two highest states in New England, Connecticut. $4.92. New Hampshire, $4.94. Rhode Island, $4.98. And Vermont, $4.95. As far as I can see, the lowest state in the union is Georgia. And again, they've suspended the gas tax in Georgia, as you know. And it's $4.33 a gallon still in the Peachtree State of Georgia. 844-500-4242. So it's another grim day here on the economic front. But
so, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on here.
No kidding. You don't know. But listen, there is relief on the way, and the demented president's new press secretary was on Good Morning America today. And she made an astounding statement that I think it's been passed over because there's so many astounding statements being made by members of the Brandon administration. But listen to this. This is on ABC News this morning, KJP, Cut 10.
He's done a couple of things, like make sure that the historical release of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, a million barrels a month for 6 months. That is a big, big deal to be able to do.
A million barrels a month? Can we quote you on that? I thought it was a million barrels a day. That's a big, big deal. A million barrels a month for 6 months. That's 6 million barrels. Is there something in the water there that nobody from the White House can come up with the proper numbers? Are they all dazed and confused, tired and emotional? What the hell is going on?
So, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on here.
I don't know. Dementia Joe doesn't know. Mr. Garcia doesn't know. And Newark.
True international average of pressure.
Newark, New Jersey, yeah. But yesterday was the 78th anniversary of D-Day, and the White House forgot. Because what do they care? It's not a big deal. But at 8:45, they belatedly issued a press release about it, saying, they quoted Joe Biden as saying, "We will never forget." Irony meter turned way up there. Joe Biden will never forget. Somehow I think he will forget. But earlier in the day, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Thoroughly Modern Milley, another Massachusetts native like the transgender Admiral Levine, they went to the same high school, as a matter of fact, in Belmont, Massachusetts. The football team went 1-6, believe it or not, with General Thoroughly Modern Milley and the transgender Admiral Levine playing on the team. He made he commemorated the storming of the beaches of Normandy at a gathering. I think there were some World War II vets there, and this was his stirring peroration. This is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Thoroughly Modern Milley. Cut 30.
Early in the morning on 6 June, as the German defenders on these bluffs looked out to sea, they bore witness to the first plumes of black smoke as 700 Allied ships disembarked 137 Allied soldiers from several different countries that would storm the beaches of Normandy and relentlessly turn back the Nazi tide.
Boy, they got a lot of work done, those 137 soldiers.
Where is everybody?
You know, do you get the feeling that they've lost their way? That, you know, in the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man shall lead. There's no one with one eye in that administration, obviously. And they've all given up, too. They've all given up on inflation. I mean, they've been too many grim milestones, so they all seem to just be throwing in the towel. For instance, now here's Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary. Now she's been busted recently. She admitted she thought inflation was, as they say, transitory. And then there was a Bloomberg story saying that she had actually warned them that that they were going to set off a raging inflation if they passed this $1.9 trillion handout package to members of the non-working classes favored by the Democrats. And now she denies that she was right. That's what you have to do in this administration, because there couldn't be anything worse than being proven right, because everybody else is proven wrong from Brandon on down. So anyway, she's basically throwing in the towel here on inflation. And of course, you know who she's blaming. She's blaming Putin. This is going to be a recurring theme. Cut 20.
With respect to energy, the administration has done everything that they can to bring down energy costs, for example, through an historic release of 1 million barrels a day from the strategic petroleum reserve.
And 1 million a month.
Energy prices, gas prices, while very high, have risen a lot. They would be higher without that. But Putin's war in Ukraine is having impacts on energy and food prices globally.
She hopes it's going to come down, though.
Putin's price strike.
So as she's leaving, they do the old, things are really changing. They're starting to do the old chase down the hall routine, which usually is only for Republicans. There's a certain amount of laissez majesty now on Capitol Hill as these Biden stooges leave their show hearings where they blame Putin for everything that's going wrong. Cut 22. Here she is running.
Secretary
down.
Yellen, if you admit that you are wrong about inflation being temporary, how can you be confident that government spending is not the cause of inflation?
Heading to the car right now. But
did you ever warn the White House that increased government spending could have contributed to the inflation that we're seeing today?
We're just heading to the car. Thank you very much.
I love the heels clicking in the halls. That's good. That's a good sound effect to have. Good gnat sound, as we used to say in TV news. Okay, so this is Gina Raimondo. The surrenders are going on all over Washington today. This is Gina Raimondo surrendering on CNN. She's the Commerce Secretary, former governor of Rhode Island. Cut 31.
You know, this is in large part caused by Putin's aggression. You know, since Putin moved troops to the border of Ukraine, gas prices have gone up over $1.40 a gallon. And the president is asking for Congress and others for potential ideas. But as you say, the reality is that there isn't very much more to be done.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. Another hack from New England is Richard Blumenthal. Guy's almost 80 years old. The Stolen Valor senator doesn't have a single gray hair, but he's not concerned about the price of Grecian Formula 44. Seems he took a Sunday drive, and he's really shocked at what he found out. Cut 28.
Because I've just paid them, just now, $4.83. Over the weekend, I bought gas at $5.07.
Senator, you paid $4.83. You know what your constituents call that? A good day. A good day. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you're proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of life becomes so much easier. It's a cliche, but it's true. You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and a lot of that is your smile. If you've been procrastinating about getting dental work done, don't wait any longer. The longer you wait, the more of a headache it's going to be. Whatever you need done to your mouth, whether it's just a basic checkup or a tooth cleaning or more extensive work, Perfect Smiles is the perfect place to go. They're the best dental office I've ever been to, bar none, and you are going to love them just like I do. It's a new year, and you have the opportunity to make 2022 the year for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? This year, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They're conveniently located off Route 3, and they have plenty of parking. You can reach them at PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back.
Forget the myths the media's created about the White House. The truth is, these are not very bright guys.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Our federal debt has now reached over $30 trillion. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. And Newt Gingrich was on today, and he made an interesting observation historically. He said that Biden is bad, but Jimmy not as bad, worse than Jimmy Carter, but he's not the worst. That's what Newt Gingrich said. Cut 14.
Jimmy Carter was a disaster, but he was a lot smarter and a lot more coherent than Joe Biden. While Carter in the end couldn't solve the problems, he at least was there. You could imagine him as a Naval Academy graduate and a nuclear engineer from the submarine program. He had a kind of competence even if he was incompetent. Biden has neither. Second, I think it's not fair to say that he's the worst president. I think Buchanan, who got us into the Civil War, still has that title. But it would be fair to say that Biden may be the second worst president in American history, at least in terms of his destructive effect.
So You know, I don't remember James Buchanan. I don't think you do either. He was the only confirmed bachelor, or only bachelor period, who was ever in the White House. That's led to many raised eyebrows over the centuries. But so that's our poll question today. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who is the worst president in American history? James Buchanan, Jimmy Carter, Barack Obama, or Joe Biden?
With all due respect to Newt Gingrich's historical acumen and also James Buchanan of Pennsylvania, I'm voting for Dementia Joe.
88% say Joe Biden, 8% say Barack Obama, 3% say James Buchanan, only 1% say Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter's going, yes, yes. And I live in the state with the lowest gas prices. All right, 844-500-4242. It's people are saying Gina Raimondo taking over. She's pushing Mayor Pete to the side. Yeah, she supposedly wants to run for president as well. 508, just because gas prices are up $1.40 since Putin moved troops doesn't mean the troop movement was the cause. Yeah, the thing is, on Election Day 2020, the price was $2.10. Now it's $5 in much of the country. It'll be $5 tomorrow probably as a national average. So it's up $2.90. So even if you buy their bogus statistics, he's still got to take the fall for over half of the price increase since then. 207, out visiting my mom in Vacaville, California. Sam's and Costco are both selling for $6.06 a gallon. Costco limited me to $100, which didn't fill my Toyota's tank. 781, I miss the good old days when I would buy a pack of Marlboro Reds for $2.80 with a $10 bill and put the rest in my tank and got almost a half tank of gas. Yeah, those were the good old days. 203, Connecticut eliminated they suspended the 25 cent a gallon tax. Otherwise, gas would be close to $5.25. Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Brandon. As it is, Connecticut will be a few days before its neighbor, Massachusetts. We and Maine, all formerly known as Eastern Massachusetts, hit it first in New England, but we won't be the last. Marcus, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Marcus.
Hi, Howie. I was up in Walcott, Vermont today. Gas is $5.19 a gallon.
Oh, good Lord. Well, it's coming. Who do you blame, Marcus?
I blame Brandon.
Come on, man.
Didn't we have two wars going on at once, Afghanistan and Iraq, and we didn't have this problem? And we were actually involved in those.
Right. No. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, if Trump were the president, does anyone think this war would be going on? I certainly don't. I don't think anybody does. Putin was under control when Trump was the president. He's the only president of the last four where Putin hasn't invaded a neighbor. But he didn't under Donald Trump, and gas prices were $2.10 on Election Day. And in a lot of places, you know what? They were under $2. Thanks for the call, Marcus. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I got a grim milestone up here in Gardner, Maine at $5.09 a gallon, and diesel's at $6.39.
Oh, $6.39. That's higher than Gardner is higher than the average in Maine then, because I only got it at, I got it at $6.19 for diesel in Maine on average. I got the AAA list in front of me. Good Lord. I'm going to see LePage in a couple of days, the former governor of Maine who's running again, and I'm going to talk to him about this. I mean, I'm sure I don't have to. I'm sure everybody he meets on a daily basis talks to him about this, but, you know, This is going to be a disaster, you know, because diesel is basically the same as home heating oil. And what is it? Over half of Maine relies on home heating oil to stay warm through the winter. This is going to be a disaster for everybody in the country who heats with home heating oil unless something is done. And you just heard everybody in the Brandon administration saying there's nothing they can do. they're throwing up their hands. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
937 says, hey, Bal, it's $5.09 a gallon here in Marysville, Ohio. 25th Amendment, anyone? That's not really an option, though, is it? I mean, because look
Get
who's...
Get ready, Bal!
Look who's warming up in the bullpen. By the way, we have a sound cut of her. This is classic. This is why you don't want the 25th Amendment. Marysville, Ohio. Cut 13.
I think we all would agree that, in particular, these last few years have in many ways tested our faith. Tested our ability to believe that everything will be okay, should be okay, can be okay. Over the last few years, we've experienced as a community, as a society, as a country, as a world, so much loss, unpredictability. And of course, one of the discussions that we will have today is about also what we've seen in terms of a rise in hate and misinformation. And so, I do believe, and I've my entire life believed this, but I think we collectively know, in particular now, we need faith.
Can we quote you on that? I believe, and you believe, I've always believed, and I will believe, that we need belief. We need faith.
Unbelievable.
844-500-4242. Now it's time for Grace with the news.
Yes, Howie, we're gearing up for the January 6th hearings. As you've probably seen, a lot of people on MSNBC and CNN are not happy that Fox is not going to give this the adequate coverage that they desire.
They're not going to commit a rating suicide?
No.
And ditto Newsmax.
Well, the New York Times ran a piece, and I think this kind of gives away the game a bit. It says, January 6th hearings give Democrats a chance to recast midterm message. With their majority at stake.
They would do better if they brought back reruns of My Mother, the Car.
Yeah, they're convinced that this is going to be, and even Representative Steve Cohen, he was on one of the outlets talking about Fox. They're obsessed with Fox News. They're obsessed with this idea of, you know, Newsmax and Fox not giving it the coverage they want.
Is
and
Cohen on that committee?
I don't know if he's on the committee, but he's definitely.
He should definitely bring some fried chicken.
Yeah. And maybe a porcelain chicken, the statue of the chicken. Almost forgot about that until today. I was like, ugh, talk about grandstanding. In other news, you were just talking about Kamala Harris. She is announcing $1.9 billion in new Central American investments to address root causes of migration. These are private sector investments.
How about $1.9 billion to build the wall? So to stop this latest caravan of third world criminals from coming into the country.
Well, her job is to get to the root causes of this. Which the root causes are, poverty, crime, and anything that's plaguing these other places that's causing people to come here.
And work.
Gap pledged an additional $150 million. Visa pledged $270 million. And this is really the first time in a while that I've heard the media linking Kamala Harris with the border, because she seemed to have taken a bit of a break from her border czar duties over the last couple of weeks. And of course, what's happening in Kamala Harris's home state, California, is very interesting right now. A lot of people, including CNN, think that California is about to experience, as they put it, a political earthquake. I'm sure this doesn't surprise you, Howie.
Well, I'm just hoping that tonight, this is almost worth staying up for till the early morning hours.
Almost.
The polls don't close out there till, like, I guess 11 o'clock Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to wait up till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning to find out, because it looks like Chesa Boudin is going to lose for DA. But it really is an interesting story. What's happened to him? Did you see his last campaign rally? Who was there?
No.
A drag queen. And and Angela Davis, the commie, you know, who fled to Cuba for a while.
Yes.
She was wanted for murder.
It is ma'am.
She was there, and his dad, who's out on parole, who was let go by Andrew Cuomo in one of his last ridiculous decisions. He was doing 75 years for the killing of two cops and a security guard. And
quite a posse he has here.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like it's. I mean, do they all have to report to their probation officers or what? I thought they weren't allowed to associate with known criminals, all of them.
Yeah, the two big races that everyone's watching is, as Howie mentioned, Chesa Boudin. And he's San Francisco, and then we have Gascon,
but he's not up yet. They're still getting the signatures. They still need like another 70,000 signatures to get a recall for him. It's the mayor's race in L.A. There's a guy named Caruso. He's a rich guy. He's thrown $40 million into the advertising, and he's running against this congresswoman from the Watts neighborhood, and bad. She's black, and she's old, and she's
Karen
pretty
Bass.
Yeah, she's pretty ineffective.
Yeah, and Rick Caruso, it's an interesting thing because he's a billionaire real estate developer. Does that sound familiar to anyone out there? Have you seen this film before?
He used to be a Republican. They're trying to use that against him. The other thing is that they have one of these things called the jungle primary for governor. So there's a guy named Schellenberger who's running as an independent. And I guess Newsom doesn't want to face him in the final. Although Newsom still pretty much would be a heavy favorite.
Right.
He'd rather run against this sort of nondescript Republican that nobody's ever heard of. So he's been focusing all of his ads on this guy, Republican, to kind of prop him up to get him to the final rather than Schellenberger. I'd be voting for Schellenberger if I was out there, I think.
Yeah. Well, as long as Newsom gets what he wants, that's all that matters, right?
It is.
Howie, by the way, I know as always you opened your show today talking about gas prices. The Boston Globe had a piece today that in Massachusetts we're hitting historic highs, $5 a gallon. And I wanted to let you know that a lot of people are taking comfort in the fact that Joe Biden has invoked the Defense Production Act to get some solar panels on this issue.
That was breaking news late in my show yesterday, and I breathed a sigh of relief.
It took the pressure off.
That's right. I slept easier last night knowing
you got to know how to know.
And that we've cut the tariffs on Chinese products, too. That's another thing that's really important.
It's funny how these things happen in tandem, isn't it? The timing. We cut the tariffs on Chinese products. Solar panels. Where are most solar panels made, Howie?
They're made in the People's Republic of China, which has given so much money to the Biden family.
Yeah, and by the way, I got a lot of grief today from some people who were concerned that I was attacking the solar panel community or the industry. I'm not, but I don't think this should be a reason to use the Defense Production Act, and I don't think it should be Joe Biden's number one priority right now when people are paying like $10 a gallon at the pump.
So and we're obsessed with slavery in the United States. California, for instance, is talking about reparations and, you know, like, you know, dropping the standards to get into colleges for black people and that kind of thing. And lowering the sentences even further than they've already been lowered in California. So we're very concerned about slavery that happened more than 100 years ago in the United States.
Right.
But we don't care that a lot of these solar panels are going to be built by what amounts to slave labor, by the Uyghurs.
It's a very good point. You could also use it against some of these virtue signaling basketball players
like
in the NBA.
James, for instance, the first billionaire in the NBA, supposedly.
Yeah, they like to, again, focus on slavery in this country that happened a very long time ago, and they don't want to focus on anything that's current right now. They don't want to comment on that.
Just like it's not okay to produce oil in the United States, but it's okay for Dementia Joe to go hat in hand to these some of the worst dictators, tyrants in the world, and
he
beg them Pariahs.
Pariahs. Okay, good. Thank you.
Pariahs in Saudi Arabia. I was thinking, but they're worse people than the Saudi Arabians. How about the Iranians?
Right.
I mean, the Saudis have not said they want to get a nuclear bomb to bomb America, Europe, and Israel. They said they say they want a nuclear weapon to protect themselves against Iran. You know.
Yeah, and another thing, and anyone who listened earlier, I'm repeating myself here, but I do think it's kind of laughable that in a lot of these pieces they talk about how they're not sure if Joe Biden's going to change his mind about going to Saudi Arabia. And I just think, are we really supposed to believe that he's calling the shots here on his schedule? Come on now. You know, it's like leading a horse around a barn. No one is letting him, you know, go out on his own.
No. No,
he doesn't control his own calendar. By the way, one last thing. We were talking a lot about California in this new segment, and I do think it's worth noting that New York Magazine has a very unflattering piece out about the one and only Dianne Feinstein.
You know,
Senator
maybe it's because I'm an old timer, Grace, but I remember when New York Magazine was basically about New York. They called it a city magazine. And being it says its name was New York, it was not about San Francisco or Washington, D.C.
It should just be called Progressive Magazine because it's just about radical progressives. And they do not like Dianne Feinstein.
That's the thing about all magazines are the same.
Yeah.
They, you know, whether it's Vogue, Sports Illustrated,
Vanity Fair.
They're all the same.
They're all crappy think pieces about Donald Trump destroying democracy. Yeah, no, I've read them when I get my hair done. It's brutal. But one thing I wanted to mention from this piece from the New York Magazine is they say two situations because, you know, the Democrats will run cover for someone no matter how in cognitive decline they are, as long as they're, you know, easy to push around.
Right.
The two things they cite here, which you'll remember both of these, Howie, where DiFi ticked off the wrong people, being the squad, is one, when she scolded the environmental activist kids who were standing outside of her office. I remember that happened because that was a really funny situation. And two, when she embraced Lindsey Graham after the 2020 confirmation hearings of Amy Coney Barrett.
And I read that story, though, too, even though it was in New York Magazine. They also said that they're angry at her for when she said to Amy Coney Barrett, who's now on the Supreme Court, when she was up for the appeals court, she said the dogma lives loudly in you. And they say that sort of inoculated her. Everybody said, wow, you can't say that kind of anti-Catholic bigotry because, like, quarter or a third of the people in the country are Catholic.
Right.
So you can't say that. So she inoculated Amy Coney Barrett against any more criticism for being a Catholic.
And as Paroline Blog pointed out, because they did a rundown of this piece, which is a very important thing to note there, it's not that they disagree with her sentiment. They just don't like the fact that she gave the other side ammo that eventually allowed Amy Coney Barrett to get in.
It's
similar
to
how Barack says, don't say defund the police. He's not saying he disagrees. He's just saying these catchy slogans give them too much ammunition.
Schumer, for instance. Schumer says, there are no litmus tests for nominees to the Supreme Court. But if you oppose partial birth abortions, you're not getting in. So in other words, no Catholics, no Orthodox Jews, no Muslims, no evangelical Christians, you know, unless you meet his litmus test, but he won't call it a litmus test.
If you don't worship global warming, then you're out. You have to worship liberal icons.
No, you have
only
to worship Gaia, planet Earth.
Yes.
You have to protect Mother Gaia.
Above all else.
From global warming. And global warming is produced by your car. It's not produced by Leonardo DiCaprio's jet.
Or Harry and Meghan's private plane, which, did you see that from the EU today?
Yes.
I'll give you that story. That was hysterical. That's the one exception, is the private planes.
Right.
The pleasure planes is what they call them or something. I thought I would never call an airplane that. Because usually if you're going commercial, it's not a pleasurable experience.
Didn't Jeffrey Epstein have a pleasure plane?
Yes, he did.
I believe he did. That's not a good look. All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Ag.
The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. We still get asked about it all the time. Does it really work? The answer is yes. The 3-Pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are, number one, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Number two, The Thunderstorm air purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. And you probably noticed how crazy the pollen is right now. Number three, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. If you're a value shopper like Officer Mark, Paul Rizzo, or Dr. Matt, then this offer is for you. The Eden Pure air purifier doesn't take up any floor space and is small enough to hold in your hand. And there are no air filters to replace, saving you time and money. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
He's always polite to his callers.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Howie Carr is back.
Apparently, the former president of Afghanistan did not escape with $169 million, as was reported when he left. And I guess the inspector general that was investigating, I don't know if he works for the DOD or some other department or if he's a special inspector general, but he said it wouldn't have been possible to get $169 million onto that helicopter because it would have weighed too much money. I think they said 2 tons. But apparently tens of millions of dollars was in a vault, U.S. dollars, and it was and somebody absconded with that. But of course, they don't know who did it. Just like they still don't know who the leaker was at the Supreme Court. It's been 5 weeks. They have 12 suspects, the 12 clerks for the three Democrat justices, the three Moonbat justices. And after 5 weeks, they still don't know.
I see nothing. I know nothing.
Or they claim they don't know. They claim they don't know. It's hard to figure out who the Democrat who's most out of touch is right now. Of course, there's Biden and Kamala, but there's some other ones that are in the running here. Like Beta, I call him now Beta O'Rourke from Texas. Listen to what he's saying about the southern border. As the it turns out, McAllen, Texas, where they have a new Republican mayor because of all the chaos that's going on down there. They announced, the city announced yesterday that 7,000 COVID-positive illegal aliens have been released on the streets by the Border Patrol. 7,000 in one city in Texas. 7,000. But they're telling you should be wearing a mask everywhere on a plane. Everybody in San Francisco is still wearing a mask. Here's Beta talking about the border in Texas. Cut 26.
And we all agree that we want the border to be better. In fact, I think the border is pretty great right now.
Really? He thinks the border's pretty great right now. That's Beta.
I know nothing.
Okay, so he's pretty clueless. But how about Debbie Stabenow from Michigan? And she's talking about how she's dealing with the high gas prices. We had some of this in the intro, but listen to the rest of it. Cut 23.
I'd have to say, just on the issue of gas prices, after waiting for a long time to have enough chips in this country to finally get my electric vehicle, I got it and drove it from Michigan to here this last weekend and went by every single gas station and didn't matter how high it was. And so I'm looking forward to the opportunity for us to move to vehicles that aren't going to be dependent on the whims of the oil companies and the international markets.
This is a woman who's paid about $185,000 a year. Plus, she's got all the campaign accounts, and because of the way the tax laws are structured, I don't believe she pays hardly any federal income taxes. And I'm sure, being a senator, chances are she's got a lot of a Democrat. Chances are she's got a huge trust fund. Probably her husband's making a lot of money, just like Nancy Pelosi, the speaker's husband, makes a lot of money when he's not driving drunk. So she solved the problem. She's got an EV. Why don't you go out and get an EV, you damn MAGA hat wearing deplorable bitter clinger? I'm Howie Carr.